Today we celebrate another noble that lived a very holy life, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. Even though she was the king's daughter and married a duke, she never held on to her power in order to use that for her own advantage. But she lived a very holy life, and after all of her time serving as a wife and as a mother, when her husband passed away, she joined the Third Order of St. Francis and dedicated the rest of her life to care for the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned. Her spiritual director wrote a very compelling witness to her devotion, her charity, and her love. And it's what actually the second reading in the office of reading today, and I quote. He said, "Before her death, I heard her confession. When I asked what should be done about her goods and possessions, she replied that anything which seemed to be hers belonged to the poor. She asked me to distribute everything except one worn-out dress in which she wished to be buried." Wow, imagine that. Someone who seemed to have everything in the eyes of the world gave everything away so that she can hold on to Christ and loving Him. My brothers and sisters, the greatest riches that we can all possess is the richness of the love in Christ Jesus. Therefore today, without speaking much, I would like to invite you to contemplate and read the lives of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary so that we can find the peace deep from within, just that Jesus has said in the gospel reading today. The peace that comes from Him, even when it hurts at times. The peace that will continue to become an anchor for us in life's ups and downs, so that we know how rich we are, the richness that we have in Him, the one who had first loved us.